is an interview of Dante Leonardon, April 22nd, 2009, and I am Helen Rapp.
Which is, you probably know the town more or less, at least the geographical location. It's on the border of Alberta and the States.
Yes.
It's a lovely little town, mining town.
Yes, I know where Fernie is.
Yes,
I've located it on the map here.
Oh, good. Right now it's a roaring ski resort, and I don't recognize my hometown anymore.
Oh, goodness.
But it's a beautiful the mountain valley that is exquisite. Quite exquisite. But I was born there. I went to the public school there, the high school there, and enjoyed school very much. I always loved school. My mother was very keen that I should, on education, and it was a coal mining family. My father and mother emigrated from Italy in the 20s, and Dad was working in the coal mines until the Depression, when the coal mines stopped working, and we lived through the Depression, rather difficult times, very difficult times. The area was very badly depressed until the war.
Which mine did your father work in?
The coal mine. The coal mines there at Coal Creek. Very dangerous coal mines, actually.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, that's where I taught in the rural school there, as I'll tell you in a few minutes. But I went to high school there, and the war was on, of course. I was 18 years old, and I was graduating in grade 12, and notice came out from the government, from the Department of Education, that they needed the teachers badly, and anyone with grade 12 plus one grade 13 could go to normal school.
One year or one course?
One grade 13 course plus grade 12. Well, I had the grade 12, since I graduated at that moment. So what I did is I took a correspondence course in French from the Department of Education and did it in 6 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
And I got a top A.
Oh, my goodness. What year was that?
That would be 1943, I guess. Yeah, 1943. I enjoyed it very much. So anyway, I went off to normal school. We didn't have much money, but Mom had saved some money, so I went to Victoria, and it was the first time I ever left my hometown, so it was quite an experience leaving my hometown, of course, to Victoria. But I was very lucky. I found a very nice place to live, a very lovely lady, and there were 28 girls in the school and two boys. I mean, this was the war, and they needed male teachers, of course, but I don't think there were many around. So I had a wonderful year. I enjoyed the year very much, in a way. I realized I did want to be a teacher very much. The school itself, what shall I say? Well, faculty, well, so-so. There was a Henrietta Anderson, who was a brilliant little woman, who the only PhD they had on the staff. But she was excellent. She taught psychology. She was excellent. There was also a Mr. English. But I don't think he liked me particularly. I don't know why. Perhaps there was a bit of racial tension there. I got that impression. Being of Italian origin, I'm from northern Italy, so I was very blonde. I wasn't dark.
But he knew you were Italian.
I don't know. I have a feeling that was partly it. But then there was a Dr. Denton who was the principal who was getting on. He had a heart attack and so on. The other teachers were rather nice. There was an art teacher whom I liked. I liked the primary teacher. I was fascinated by her teaching of kindergarten primary work. Oh, I thought that was wonderful. I always had a great affection for teaching grade ones. And I think I had some success.
Do you remember what her name was?
Pardon?
Do you remember what her name was?
No, I don't. Isn't that terrible? You know, it's 60 years, you know.
Well, I've got a list here. It wouldn't be Mrs. Murphy, would it?
No, it wasn't Murphy.
Miss Bescoby?
Maybe.
Bescoby or James, Marianne James?
No, I think that second one that you mentioned. That rings a little note.
Miss Bescoby?
But seeing her teacher, her model lessons in grade one, I found quite fascinating. But Mr. English who taught us science. He told me, quite frankly, after he saw me teaching a course on India, Indian customs, Indian religious customs, which I thought was very quite well prepared, and I enjoyed it. He thought that was terrible. He gave me the impression I was a rotten teacher. I would never make a teacher.
Oh,
well, Henrietta Anderson, like